It's going to be a stormy day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. For millions of people across America, with sleet or snow or ice, dangerous frozen roads in many areas the next couple of days.
Winter weather advisories stretch from the Colorado Rockies to Texas, hugging the northern line of storm watches and warnings across the plains through the Ohio Valley to the northeast. Amtrak canceling service on some lines and with all hands on deck at transportation departments.
We have people in the offices that have commercial driver's licenses, and they'll be filling in, helping to relieve some of the drivers.
Craig Bryson with Oakland County, Michigan's Road Commission.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. Nearly 1,300 flights you canceled, many of them to and from Denver, Chicago, St. Louis, and Detroit, all on Groundhog Day, when Punxsutawney Phil famously forecasts in Pennsylvania if we'll get an early spring or not. There are many other groundhogs who'll do the same across America, like Milltown, New Jersey, usually.
The shadows have fled. Brighter days ahead.
But this year, Groundhog Day just won't be the same. The borough's beloved fixture has sadly passed away. And without Mel, there won't be a celebration, at least for this year.
That's Briella Tomasetti with Fox 5 TV. In Virginia, two Bridgewater College police officers shot and killed by a suspicious man on campus.
After a shelter-in-place order was issued for the school's 1,500 students, campus officer John Painter and safety officer J.J. Jefferson described as close friends. Painter was Jefferson's best man at his wedding.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The gunman was also wounded, then captured later, charged with murder. Whoopi Goldberg has been suspended. ABC taking her off The View for 2 weeks for saying this on the TV show.
The Holocaust isn't about race. It's about man's inhumanity to man.
And Goldberg has since apologized for those comments. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The Winter Olympics get underway today in Beijing with the first events ahead of Friday's opening ceremony, but some athletes may not get to compete. Now in isolation with COVID, there have been about 30 cases a day among athletes and officials the past week, some testing positive when arriving in China. The FBI has warned Team USA to use temporary phones at the games, not their own cell phones, over fears of Chinese hacking.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says no country presents a broader threat to America's ideas, innovation, and economic security than China.
Because China's government has the global reach and presence of a great nation, but it refuses to act the part and too often uses its capabilities to steal and threaten.
Ray, speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in California, pointed out similarities between the Chinese government and the old Soviet Union, but noted the U.S. relationship with China is much more complex.
China is an economic power on a level the Soviets could never have dreamed of being.
He also made it clear that Washington's beef is with Beijing, not the Chinese people. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
There's been another school shooting, this time in Minnesota, where there were two arrests last night.
Local police and federal agents responded to the South Education Center in Richfield. Police Chief Jay Henthorne said two kids were found wounded on the sidewalk outside the school.
One of the students succumbed to his injuries. The other student remains in critical condition at this time.
District 287 Superintendent Sandra Lewandowski was shaken.
There are students that come through our doors every day. We care for them, and this is a terrible tragedy and loss.
Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, so are most overseas markets after the month started with big gains following January's losses. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.